Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we are here today on All Saints Day, we are reminded of why we are here, why we are Christians. Our hope is not in things of this earth, but hope is that which is to come. The way that the church calendar usually works is Reformation Day, of course, is on October 31st. All Saints Day is November 1st. And so the way we usually do that is we observe Reformation on the Sunday before those days, and we observe All Saints Day on the Sunday after. But today is actually All Saints Day. Yesterday, Reformation Day, we were reminded of how God continued to bless his church by continuing to present an eternal gospel. A gospel that we are freed from our sin, not by our own works, but by the work and person of Jesus Christ. That is what he used Martin Luther to remind his church, the Bride of Christ. But today we gather looking forward. Today we remember those who have gone before us in the faith. All Saints Day and All Souls Day, November 2nd, are largely put together in this one single feast day. This is a wonderful day. A wonderful day for us to gather and hear of what our God has done and what awaits us still. In our first lesson, God gives St. John the ability to see what will be coming next. He gets to see the eternal new heaven and new earth. He catches a glimpse to write to us to show us what we are looking forward to. At first, St. John looks and he sees a number of sealed 144,000. Now, this isn't a literal 144,000. Rather, this is meant to encapsulate the entirety of God's Old Testament people, the sons of Israel. In other words, all those who confessed in the Messiah who was to come. Adam and Eve, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had received the promises of God that a Savior would come to save them from their sins. And they put their faith and hope in that promise. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were promised that their seed would be the Savior. And while they did not see it at that time with their own eyes, they then did see that that Messiah would come. The Messiah has now come. They do not look forward to the Messiah's coming anymore in hope. Rather, he has come. The Hebrews, the Old Testament people, are delivered. Now, St. John looks and he sees another multitude. And this time, the multitude is so large that no one can number it. He says, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. The church, Christianity, is for everyone, regardless of color, nationality, or language. Jesus Christ has opened his covenant to all people. Jesus Christ has suffered death on the cross and risen from the dead for all people. When he looks, that is, when St. John looks, he sees all Christians here in this multitude. He sees you. He sees me. He sees all the faithful who have gone before us in the faith. He sees our dearly departed from this last year. On Friday, we had a funeral for our dear member, Lucille. Lucille had turned 92 this month. And even though she hadn't been here in the last month, even at the age of 91 and with cancer, she still came here each and every week and sat right back there because she knew that there was no better place for her to be. Facing even death, she came to this sanctuary to hear about what God has done, to hear what he will do, and she trusted that promise. I encourage you to do the same. In that is our only hope. Jesus will return, and on that day there will be trumpets sounding, and all those who are still alive will be met together with those who have gone before us, and body and soul, we will be with him for eternity. We are Christians not so that we can get ahead in this life which fades and passes away, this life which will end for each and every one of us short of Christ coming. No, we are not Christians for safety's sake. Rather, we are Christians because we know that the reward is heaven. That is your reward, dear children, not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus has done. What is heaven like, many ask? Is it grandpa fishing? Not so much. We see what heaven is like. We see all the saints gathered together and singing God's praises. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We see them falling down in his presence and crying out with their tongues, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Eternity, the new heavens and the new earth, our worship, divine eternal communion with our God, no distancing, no separation, but rather all of God's children made without virus, made without cancer, made without anything that can tear apart your flesh, gathering together, packing it in, not caring who the person next to you is, even if you knew them in this life or not, they are now a part of that fellowship for eternity. Worship around the throne of the Lamb. We come and gather here because this is the closest place to heaven that we can be. This is a foretaste of the eternal feast that we look forward to. When Jesus Christ brings with him the whole host of heaven, he gives us his very body and blood for us poor sinners to eat and drink for the forgiveness of our sins. In heaven, it is eternal. In heaven, we have that communion, never separated from God, never falling into the traps of sin or disease. There will be no more mourning in heaven, no more tears to cry over those we have lost, no more pain to endure, no more sicknesses to be concerned about. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." You, dear children, are children not because of what you have done, but because of what God has done for you. St. John sees the saints gathered around the throne, and he sees them wearing white robes. Those white robes, by the way, are the robes of baptism. Back in the day, you would come to the font or the baptistry, and you would come in your own clothes. But you would shed those dirty clothes, showing that you are shedding your sin. You would be devoured by the water. And when you came out of the water, you would be placed a new white robe gathered around you. Oftentimes we see that now as white garments that the children wear. But that white garment has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Grant and Tristan received it this morning. And I cannot tell you what a joy baptism is for me. And the fact that I got to do two twins, that's my first time. I'm excited. No matter how many baptisms I do, I rejoice in the fact that I get to be a part of God's new creation. New birth, a rebirth, not in sin, but in glory. When God now looks at you, he no longer sees your sins. Rather, he sees the white robe of Christ who has washed away your sins. He sees his Son. And when he looks at you, he says, "Dear child, I love you. You are mine." St. John wrote that we are called children of God. And even though the world despises that, because the world despised him, the world will ridicule you it because the ridicule you for it because the world ridiculed him. And yet we do not care. The world is not our judge. The world is fleeting. It will pass away. We are Christians. And we gather in the Lord's house because of our hope. Because of the only hope. The only thing that can save. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. They will call you every name in the book. They will call you a bigot and a hater. Pay no attention. Trust in God." Because Jesus said, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." Is there anything better than a reward that you have done nothing to deserve? A reward of eternal life? Because that is what you received, dear child of God. That is the gift that the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart. And that is the gift that we look forward to for eternity. So rejoice and be glad each and every time you are called to the Lord's house to sing his praises, to remember why we are here and what we have to look forward to. The church sings. And when the fight is fierce and warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong, alleluia, alleluia, amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.